October 17th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Once again, today I come to invite you to understand more clearly the times in which you now live. Church and world governments are divided, right versus left, conservative versus liberal. These factions come to light even in the midst of families. This mission is a mission of truth. Truth grounds policies in the reality of facts. These times have produced opinions apart from facts, apart from truth. Whole governments and religions have embraced such error, leading millions to their perdition. I must tell you that each soul will be judged on his judgment day according to my truth, not some conspired truth authored to accept sin. Do you not see the necessity of complying with my genuine truth? All alternatives to the truth are Satan's lies. This is why my sacred heart is now my mournful heart. Compromise is one with deceit. This is how Satan tries to lure souls away from their own salvation. But I tell you solemnly, it is every soul's responsibility to find my truth, which is always based upon holy love, and to adhere to it. There is no other path of light. Make amends to my mournful heart by making this known. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. Preach the sound doctrine of God's truth. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.